Blog Shop Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Karina Morrison. We're dealing with a couple of technology issues, so sorry that we're a little late. This is Shop Local for Good News, and it's the community call-in show. So if you'd like to call in, guest call-in number is 323-870-3303. And we want to hear the good news about neighbors that are doing good in your neighborhood. If you're one of those neighbors, we want to hear from you. What's your passion? How are you helping your neighbors in your community? And what you got going on out in Tampa Bay? So what I'm doing currently right now is I'm starting a watch party on Facebook because we are live on the Shop Local for Good Facebook page. So if you want to see, you know, the silly person in a hat that's behind this voice, just go to the Shop Local for Good Facebook page and you can find us live. And if you're listening to this as a replay, go on over to our Facebook page and follow us, and then you'll get notified when we go live. So once again, this is Shop Local for Good News, and this is going to be our call-in show tonight. And if we don't have any callers, that's okay, because I could talk for 30 minutes, right, Lorena?
Mm-hmm.
We've got lots of exciting stuff coming up. We have events. We are currently broadcasting from the podcast room at the Ring Workspaces. That's in the Bank of America building, so it's 600 block of Cleveland Street, and that's where Shop Local for Good has our Zen office space, don't we, Lorena?
Mm.
And we've got some, we've got a networking event set up, and we're inviting all of our small business neighbors, and if you're involved with a local nonprofit, we also, the Benevolution Foundation is our nonprofit. And basically, that's a nonprofit incubator. So what we like to do is we like to help all volunteer-managed local nonprofits to do things like identify good board members, find and inspire and retain your volunteer team, and raise money for your mission in the community. So once again, the call-in number is 323-870-3303. That's the call-in number. I am going to repeat it one more time. 323-870-3303. And the reason why I'm repeating it is because I'm typing it in my phone. Because they started a watch party. If you don't know what a watch party is, that's when you're on Facebook and you're watching a video that you find particularly inspiring. You can go to that video and you can start a watch party, and then it invites your friends. It's pretty cool. So let's go over a few things about the Greater Tampa Bay neighbors who are doing good in their neighborhoods. I am a second-generation native of St. Petersburg, Florida. My mother and I were both born in St. Pete, obviously not at the same time. And I am quite passionate about my community. I've lived in our home in Clearwater for going on 17 years. I had to think of how old my youngest was because I was 6 months pregnant with her when I moved in. And so I'm very passionate about helping the community grow. And so that's what I like to reach out to our neighbors who may not think that they have enough time in their schedule, because we're all very busy. Trust me, we're all very, very busy, and I get it. And that's why my passion is connecting you with the local nonprofits that actually appreciate your few minutes a day or 10 minutes a week. Even if you want to do some, help them out with some of their social media, you really can help a local nonprofit by just 10 minutes a week. I kid you not. And then you get five of your friends to do the same, and that's an hour. that someone else doesn't have to volunteer. Plus, you get a good satisfaction of doing good in your neighborhood, and you get to meet a lot of great new people. Over my lifetime, I am blessed and honored to know quite a few amazing individuals in our community that do quite a bit very quietly behind the scenes, and they would just be horrified if I called them out by name. So we're not going to do that. But they are regular everyday people. Some of them are business owners that have family-owned businesses in our community, and you know, they give back a lot more than any massive corporation would ever do. And their giving is focused on the specific needs of their community. So they're a little bit more flexible and targeted in their giving. So that's where Shop Local for Good comes from. Shop Local for Good is for good by supporting the small businesses in our community that are giving back to the nonprofits that we care about, and for good as in forever. So we need to grow our communities and support the small business families that are doing a lot of good in our neighborhoods. And we also, we established the Benevolution Foundation to give a louder voice to the local nonprofits who are struggling to find volunteers or to raise a few extra dimes for their mission. And so we want to connect our neighbors with really good nonprofits that may not get the media that the big, very well-funded ones do, but they're still doing a lot of good work in our communities. So let's go over some of our upcoming events. And on May 30th, we have the Shop Local for Good Networking at the Ring. What we've done is we've got the Ring, their biggest conference room, and we're inviting all of our neighbors to come out and meet the Shop Local for Good team and to meet our new partners, Untamed Events. We want to give a shout out to Chris and Gloria. They are phenomenal people, very hardworking. I didn't think I could ever run into somebody that works more hours at a more frantic rate than I have, but I think Chris has got me beat. He's just a great guy. I've known him for ever since the first Macaroni and Cheese Fall Festival when he actually brought over food for my daughter and I when we were running around trying to make sure that everyone was happy at that event. So he's just a good guy with a big heart and a hard worker and really does great things with events. Plus, he's a food trucker. So he knows how to make festivals amazing for not only the guests, the visitors, but also the merchants and the small businesses that are investing their time in our event. So May 30th, that's at the Ring. What you do is if you go to Shop Local for Good's Facebook page and go to our events, you'll see the event on May 30th. It's Shop Local for Good Networking at the Ring. And just go ahead and register as either a business owner, a nonprofit, or a volunteer. We want to get kind of a sense of how many people will be there so we can have enough refreshments for everyone. So if you can go ahead and go to that event page, that's Shop Local for Good event, and that's May 30th. So Shop Local for Good has quite a few events. Do we have a hi?
We have somebody watching, Angela Furman.
Oh, you know who that is, right?
Yeah.
This is Angie's Grill. Hi, Angie. Hi, Angela. We love you. We need to come by for breakfast real soon. Angie's Grill, talk about a small business family that gives back to their community. Angie's Grill is at 1732 Drew Street. My car just knows how to go there, you know, on automatic. They have amazing breakfast that they serve all day. They're right across from the 7-Eleven on Drew Street. And they also have Taco Tuesday, which is fantastic. Lorena's a big fan of their empanadas.
For the win.
Do what?
For the win.
for the win. Empanadas for the win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely. Angela and Juan are a great family, and that's Angie's Grill. And they are open from 6 a.m. to 3:30 every day. And they serve breakfast all day. And it's really good. So go in and let Angie and Juan know that Karina and Lorena sent you in from Shop Local for Good. So you might even get a hug from Miss Shelley. She is the best server ever.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a grouchy mood and you go to Angie's Grill and Shelley waits on you and you leave in a grouchy mood, you should have just stayed in bed. That's all I got to say. Because she's an amazing lady and a wonderful waitress and a dear friend. So we also have some other events coming up. We've got Last Friday, which is May 31st. That's in downtown Clearwater. Shop Local for Good is honored to be partnering with Ruth Eckert Hall for the 600 block. And so what we do is we reach out into the community, get food trucks and merchants to set up on the 600 block of Cleveland Street. And the Ruth Eckert Hall team adds entertainment to our block. So we've got two great bands that are going to be playing on May 31st in downtown Clearwater. That's the 600 block of Cleveland Street. And once again, if you go to the Shop Local for Good Facebook page, check out our photo albums, because what we like to do is brag about the amazing small businesses that are going to be on the rocking 600 block during Last Friday Clearwater. And so if you go to the photo album that says 2019 May Rocking Block, you'll get to see a few of, oh, you can see the merchants and the food vendors that we've got coming up on May 31st. We also have Joshua Riley. He will be playing from 5:30 to 7. And then we've got the, we've got the Rivers Crossing Band that's going to be playing. And where they play is really cool. It's at the Station Square City Park. It's such a neat little park. And so the whole block can hear it, and we get a lot of visitors. We're also, Oh My Euros is coming back, one of Lorena's favorites. He serves Euros that you're going to need two hands to hold. So it's they're pretty delicious and quite huge. And then we've got Kona Ice of Largo that's coming back. Talk about a great team, too. They do a lot in the community, and they give back, too. So we want to give a shout-out to the Kona Ice family, Kona Ice of Largo. And joining us this month is St. Pete Taco Lady. So I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on some of her. I was looking at her pictures, Lorena, because when I design, I go to their Facebook pages, and I put designs together to promote them. And it's really hard when you're doing food trucks and you're hungry. I'm just saying. And then we've got Hippie High Botanical Tea that's going to be out there. And new this month is Magic Maid Creations. She makes some really neat clothing for kids of all ages. And a lot of them are Disney themed, so they're pretty neat. And then Vector Bar and Arcade of Clearwater Vector Bar. We want to give a shout out to them. What they do is they bring out pinball machines onto the street, and you get to play for free. So it's pretty cool. And then Tampa Bay Escape Room will be open for all your escape adventures. Once again, that's May 31st for the Last Friday. And this will be the last one until next year. So you're going to want to come out. So, hey, Don. Don is watching us. Now, talk about neighbors doing good. Now I've got a story. Now I'm going to embarrass Dawn. Dawn is a dear high school friend of mine. And thanks to the magic of Facebook, we got to run into each other. And he actually does amazing work in the community with Nakaya. And what they do is they help feed the homeless in Clearwater. And they do it on Sundays, every other Sunday, off of Myrtle Street, right in front of the Clearwater Police Department. There's a really nice area where they set up tables, and they have a fantastic volunteer team. And then Dawn counsels some of our friends who are in need. And he's just a great guy. He has a twin brother. And not sure if I told anyone this lately, but my husband and I went to the same high school. And Don and his brother Ron actually ran either cross country or track with my husband before he was my husband. So it's funny how life works that way. Anyway, we got reconnected with Don, and he's got some amazing plans that he wants to put in place. So we're looking forward to getting to sit down with him even further and see what we can work out through the Benevolution Foundation, see if he wants to establish his own nonprofit so that he's got some amazing ideas. Like a lot of people don't understand that the reason why some homeless individuals can't really work is because if they leave all their worldly possessions somewhere, it could get stolen. And there's not many storage places that they can afford to do. So he has a really, thank you, Don. It's first and third Sundays. So if you want to volunteer, you can show up at, that's on Myrtle Avenue, right in front of the police department, Clearwater Police Department. And I'm sure they wouldn't mind a couple of helping hands. So that's the first and third Sundays. Thanks, Don. For anyone that's wondering why I'm talking to nobody, I'm actually talking to our Facebook Live followers, and they're looking out for us. They're posting in the Facebook Live. So if you're too shy to call in, you go ahead and get on Shop Local for Good, and then you could type it in. But Don, you're welcome to call in. It's 323-870-3303. In fact, I'm going to comment with that number because we've got 10 more minutes. We can get one caller in. It'd be a lot of fun. Come on, Don, you can call in.
Don't be shy.
I know you're not shy. There you go. There's the phone number. All you have to do is tap on it, and it'll open it up. But then you get to stop watching the show. All right. We've also got some festivals coming up. One of them is Summerfest for Good, Burger Battle Royal. We have some updates that are coming up on that potentially next week. Some exciting stuff happening with Summerfest for Good. So if you, once again, that's on the Shop Local for Good events list. And then we've got mac and cheese that's coming up in the fall. That's the annual Macaroni and Cheese Fall Festival. Lots of exciting stuff happening there. Basically, what we do is we have annual festivals, and then we bring our nonprofits in so they can connect with the community, and then we raise some money for them too. So Summerfest for Good is going to be a Burger Battle Royal. So we're going to have our food trucks that are going to be competing for Tampa Bay's Best Burger. You've got to be there for that. And then we're also going to have Kids Campaign will be there. So that's one of our nonprofits that is working there. And we've just connected with another nonprofit that we will be talking to you on Tuesday. So we're pretty excited about that too. It's actually a nonprofit school. And I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do to help them and for them to potentially be a part of Summerfest for Good. So once again, we have lots of exciting events coming up. Connect with Shop Local for Good on our Facebook page, or you can go to our website, which is shoplocalforgood.com. If you are too shy to call into a radio show and you have a great story that you'd like to share, us to share on an upcoming show, feel free to go to shoplocalforgood.com and put your story in through our contact us form. And then we will go through them and read the really fabulous ones and maybe have your neighbor doing good on an upcoming show. Now we do have a caller. Cool. Hello, caller. How are you today, tonight?
Good evening, Karina. It's Don.
Hi, Don. How are you tonight?
I am doing fantastic. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm excited. You're actually our first caller on my return to Blog Talk Radio, and I actually knew what button to push, so that's pretty fun.
Well, I appreciate you putting me out there like that. That was nice. I really appreciate the accolades, and we could use all the help that we can get, and a special thanks for what you're doing in the community. It is awesome.
No, you're welcome. So definitely, I want to bring in, pronounce her name for me again. Who helps run the homeless dinner?
Oh, Nakia.
Nakia. I don't know why I try to make it a long I or a long A. So yeah, I do want to get together with Nakia. She and I have like been crossing paths. We're both pretty busy, but she's a fantastic lady.
Yes, she is. Great friend. And we gave out a lot more boots this past weekend. Another 20 pair of work boots that went out.
Fantastic. That is actually really good of you to mention. So who would they connect with if someone wanted to donate work boots? And let's explain real quick. It's really hard for a lot of these gentlemen to get jobs because with OSHA regulations, a lot of the jobs require them to have certain work boots that cost a lot of money. And how many have you guys given out so far? Do you know?
I would guess over 100 pair.
That's so amazing. And so you're still taking donations, correct?
Yes, we take donations, and we take donations year round, and we take names of different guys and girls also. So we do sneakers and steel toe boots and steel toe sneakers. And we take as many donations as we possibly can because we want to put shoes on everybody's foot that comes out.
Yeah, that's important. That's really important.
You don't have to be, and you don't have to be homeless. If you want a pair of shoes, we don't discriminate. Everybody needs a pair of shoes because nothing makes you feel better than a nice pair of shoes on your feet. And I've had a couple of people from out of state. My friend from Pittsburgh donated $500 worth of work boots just last month.
Wow, that's
and
amazing.
So it was awesome. It was awesome.
That's great. So how would they connect with you guys to
they can reach me through Facebook with Nakia has a website called Clearwater Outreach.
Clearwater Outreach.
I have my Facebook page. So you need my phone is on the Facebook page and as well as hers. So and we do this, you know, throughout the month to collect donations, whether shoes, clothing, toiletries. We collect everything, blankets, anything that you don't want, that you think you don't need, like blankets and pillowcases, we can use those because they use it to carry things in. They use the blankets to sleep on outside the park. You know, so everything gets used. Every single thing gets used. Nothing gets thrown away.
I know when I came out to visit you that one time, I had a great conversation with a lady that was just looking for dry clothes because her clothes had gotten wet in the recent rain. So that's just an amazing thing that you guys do.
We do haircuts.
Oh, you got connected with somebody. That's awesome.
Yes. And we definitely need all the help we can get. And it's just, there's so much more that we can do.
Right.
And if you just come in, if you spend just 1 hour down there, it will change your entire heart. It will change your entire mind. And we have veterans that come down there who are homeless. We have homeless veterans, guys who have fought for this country.
Right.
And can't get a helping hand from the government. We're here to step in and help, to let them know they're not forgotten, especially with Memorial Day coming up.
That's true. Well, you are definitely an angel, and I'm so glad that we got reconnected after so many years of being out of high school. We won't talk about how many years.
Yeah, I got a memory lapse on that one.
Okay, so
well, you keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I it keeps me going.
Well, I want you to know that I spoke to I have an older brother who's a bishop over in Orlando. And I spoke to him last night about your situation, what you've been going through, and the little stone walls you came in contact with the help that you were doing.
Right.
And I know that you're a firm believer in God, and so am I. And my brother just told me to tell you that I can't remember what part of the Bible came from, but he said that even the wicked money goes for the good of the people. So what you're
right.
doing is awesome. So it doesn't matter where they, doesn't matter where, as long as it's not illegal, it doesn't matter where the funds come from.
Okay.
If it goes for the good, it's a blessing. So remember that.
I will. I actually reconnected with somebody that I've known a couple of years ago, and there was an obstacle that we were going through this week. I'm not ready to talk about it too much, but we reconnected, and it's going to all work out. So the universe
Amen.
Has ways of making things happen. So.
Well, congratulations to you. You just keep doing what you're doing. And locally, what you're doing locally goes globally, believe it or not.
Well, thank you. All right. And hopefully you guys can come out to the networking event that we're having next Thursday, if you guys have time.
That sounds awesome. I'm looking forward
All
to
right.
it.
Okay. Have a great night, Don. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, you two have a blessed evening. I'll see you next time.
Okay. That was fun. It's really cool that we had our first call was one of my 92nd. That was one of my dear friends from high school. And he's doing a lot of really good things with amazing people in the community. I'm looking forward to growing the team. So I want to, if you're watching it on a replay, or please comment with a small business owner or a local nonprofit that you know is doing good in our neighborhoods, because we like to grow and collaborate with like-minded people that really care about our community. So once again, this is Shop Local for Good News. We have a special episode coming up this coming Tuesday, and we're really excited. He's got a lot of great products for small business owners. So look for that next show, that's Shop Local for Good News, and it will be on Tuesday coming up. So have a wonderful evening, everybody. This is Karina Morrison with Shop Local for Good. Yes, I want to end the episode.